Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Sick Puppy,
this is the Most Reverend Father Spoon, and we have a guest this fine evening.
Eric.
This is Eric. Eric, buddy, Eric.
No special nicknames, just...
I don't know if you can read his shirt from this shot, but it says, my balls itch. Well, he's here for a couple reasons.
We've got liquor.
He hates beer.
Beer, no.
Doing another Grey Kangaroo episode. Only this time, we have the brand new Grey Kangaroo, the 3.5, that the company wanted us to test out for them, so we're going to do that tonight. And I'll give that to you, Spoon.
It's actually been about a year since we've done one of these, surprisingly.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We checked the website, and we're like, holy shit, it's been about a year since we've done one of these. And well, we figured it was, time was due, and we couldn't find one to drink beer with us.
Yeah, I'm not really looking forward to this one, just fucking drinking gin. That's another reason Eric's here. He's a gin guy, a liquor guy.
Not cheap gin, usually.
And an alcoholic. So
we went out and we found the cheapest gin we could get. It is Crystal Palace Gin. It was $5.99.
It's premium London Dry.
It's all dry.
Yeah.
It's also bottled in three different states, so.
It's cold gin time again. Never mind. This is actually warm.
Dude, that's a fucking insult to Kiss.
Come on. I know. Had to say it. Really gin.
So here we go. The personal alcohol filter. Basically, how this thing works, if you haven't watched any of our older shows, which you should have, go back and watch them.
Yeah, you bastards.
Think of it as a tool that will purify your alcohol. It kind of takes the bite out of things and takes away the hangover. Well, depending on how much you drink, that is key, and how much you've eaten. So yeah, think of it as a Brita. Basically, when that filters your water, alcohol goes to the top, goes through the filtering system in here, and it comes out basically purified. Takes out the impurities of it, which a lot of the cheap shit has. So, when we get done with this, we are going to test it with real gin, real good gin. Tangerine 10.
I fucking hate gin.
Stuff. This will be a long night.
I'm going to have an entire pine tree this evening. I swear to God.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
It is a fucking bad thing.
It'll be nice fruity farts.
This show's
right. I'm going to throw it up first. All right, man. So first filtration in a while. The brand new Grey Kangaroo 3.5. If you'd like to purchase one of these Grey Kangaroos.
All right, here we go. We're getting ready for number one.
Flip number one.
And you do have the opportunity, when you get one of these things, it will do 50 liters of alcohol.
Yeah.
So all you math majors out there can figure that out when you're looking at the size of the bottle that you're getting.
50 flips.
So here we go with number one.
And you can obviously buy replacement cartridges off the website. GreyKangaroo.com, by the way.
And?
Flip it.
Now usually at first it will take a couple times to go through the filtering system.
Right.
So that's something to keep in mind. So if it doesn't start right away, don't freak out. Also, before you initially start using this thing, make sure that you wash it. Run water through it.
Yeah, if you don't, you're going to be freaked out on clear liquor because the charcoal comes through and you get black liquor.
Well, the old one did.
Well, yeah, the old
supposedly one. Supposedly this one alone. This is our first time using it.
But they still recommend that you rinse it once. They're coming out there, Sparky.
You got to give it some time.
I don't know why I'm being so impatient with fucking gin, but I just want to get this over with.
I gotta watch so it doesn't fall over on the table, too.
Yeah,
Because you're still an alcoholic. That's why you're...
Yeah, that's right. Paint thinner, gin, what's the difference? Hopefully the Greg Angerew will tell us.
Makes a good weed killer, too.
That's what I hear. You use, Eric, what do you use? Gin and what else?
Yeah, a vinegar and gin.
Vinegar and gin. Weed killer. Weeds.
Thanks to the internet, we know that.
There we go, it's starting to pour, I believe.
I thought you guys were pros at this.
We are pros.
We are pros. The new filter we're testing.
I know you're pros at drinking.
Yeah. So basically what happened is we got impatient. There are instructions that do come with it for a brand new one, and you should wait 1 to 2 minutes or so before it starts going through, which it's doing right now. We had to wait for a little bit and shake it. You have to shake it around.
Yeah, you got to like kind of move both bottles around to kind of get the airflow going in there, and I think that's why we weren't getting the flow going pretty good. And what we also want to show you is, I'm not sure if you can see it with the label out, but this is pretty dark.
It's not really that, well, when you look at it from this side, it's not really that dark.
That
apparently
dark.
We didn't wash it enough.
Right. The rest of it really, really well.
That is the key right now, is make sure you wash the shit out of this thing.
This will not hurt you, it's just charcoal. It's just kind of freaky at first. It's drinkable. If anything, the charcoal's going in the gut with the damn gin, so it's filtering as you drink it. Right?
That's a good way to look at it.
Right. So anyway, we got it working now. It's a... first filtration, we're down to about here. Should take a couple minutes.
I believe the instructions say anywhere from 5 to 7 minutes. But it seems like a long time, but after you get this thing moving, it goes a lot quicker.
Right. I'm not looking forward to this.
You love it.
You've never had this before, Eric?
No. I don't drink the cheap stuff.
That's right, you don't drink the cheap shit.
We do.
Well, you may after the filtration, huh? Save yourself some bucks. Good. That's what it's all about.
I'll have to bring it to the bar with me.
That's a good point. I think we're good.
That looks good.
There we go. All right, that's filter number one. And as you can see, if you don't clean it out fairly well,
it's not overly dark.
It's a little charcoal, gray color, yeah, not too bad. Like I said, it won't hurt you. Just charcoal. So, would you like to pour it?
Now, of course, in order to get an empty bottle, which you will need, we had to empty it. We didn't pour it out, and we're not chugging it.
I hate gin, but I ain't pouring it out.
We're not doing that.
It's in this gay little Tupperware dish. Can't believe I'm about ready to pour a shot out of this motherfucker.
Now don't be stinging them shots there.
Smells pine salt fresh.
Oh, poor guy.
Fucking crap.
Well, now you know how I feel when you make me drink that beer all the time.
You say beer like it's a bad thing.
Well, to you, it's a beautiful thing.
Beer is a delicious thing.
I try and get Eric to try different beers because there's so many styles and flavors out there. He's got to like one, for God's sakes. All right, I wasn't stingy. Okay, guys. This is the unfiltered Crystal Palace gin. Cheers, you fuckers.
Oh,
welcome to the show, Eric. Mother. Fuck. You know, that tasted so bad, I didn't taste pine.
Yeah, I didn't taste pine at all then.
That tastes burning.
It tastes like burning.
Oh, how do you chase it?
Holy ball. Yeah.
Okay, so gin from Kentucky, California, or Georgia ain't good.
Me and Spoon got beer chasers. Eric does not have. He has this fucking gin and Hawaiian punch.
Oh, vodka Hawaiian
punch. Your vodka Hawaiian punch, I apologize.
Oh, my God.
Got some Kettle One in here, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
And me and Spoon are drinking a hard cock.
Oh, that was disgusting.
That was fucking bad.
Oh. It can only get better.
That's what we're hoping for.
Oh. Oh.
Mother of
God. Yeah.
Woo. That was disgusting.
He drinks hard liquor, too.
He's a legend.
I do, but that was... Oh, my God.
a dry fucking throat.
I'd rather drink a fucking barley wine.
I'd rather drink my own piss.
I wouldn't put it past you.
No, no, no. By the
end of this fucking astronaut.
Do it, why can't I? Alright.
Oh, okay. About ready to
Christ.
To the shit.
Oh, mommy, it tastes like burning.
Don't try this at home.
Yeah.
Try it at home. Buy the product and try it at home, but...
Buy the product, but
make sure you filter it.
Yeah, and learn through us.
Well, gin's not a shot.
Here, you want?
Yeah, really, you don't usually do shots of gin, but...
But we're doing this for, you know, flavor sensation.
Now, I want my gin, but I don't do shots of gin. I do close to that, depending on the bartender.
Yeah, exactly.
And if Matt, you're watching, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, it's a third of an ounce of tonic, it's a gin. Christ.
Whew. That warms the cockles of your heart.
Warms your cock. I'm going to burn it off.
Yeah, what do you pee?
you're gonna end up peeing sitting down. This one. Really, it's gonna make you a bitch.
Well, I guess smell like one of the fucking car deodorizers shaped like a pine tree.
It smells like gin.
That's it. See, the whole purpose of the filtration of the cheap alcohol and expensive one
more like gin.
Is the cheap alcohols, they don't filter their alcohol like the more expensive brands do, and that's where the Great Kangaroo comes in. Kind of takes that, you know, step.
So you don't have to.
Salute! This is the filtration number one. See if it's any different than the
other.
Then
we'll run it a couple more times, and then we'll try it after that to see how it works.
And then we try the good stuff.
Then we do the good stuff.
Then I'll be drinking with the guy on the floor over there is having. Let's burn!
It tastes a lot more like gin.
Yeah, it does.
But
it really does.
Bite out of it.
Wow,
that was
bad. For me. That's bad because now it tastes more like gin. I kind of hate it more. It doesn't burn as bad. It takes the burn away.
Tastes more like gin.
Yeah, it's good, man.
Yeah. So right there, I see.
I know I do shots of that shit all night long. Like we're about to do.
We went from the $5.99 level to probably the $10 level.
Yeah. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, it's. But that's a lot smoother.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot better. All right, so I'm going to get ready here for the next one.
Take your time. I got to recover from two shots of gin.
Whew. All right, get a shot of bourbon.
That's in the fridge. Get that later.
Shot of bourbon.
Filtration number two. And so far, I mean, first filter, I'm impressed. You could probably stop there if you wanted to, but we're anal.
But we're not.
And we want to see, you know, just how smooth it can get.
You can mix with that, no problem.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's fine for mixing. That was the first.
Really?
That's terrible.
See, I'm not a mixed drink kind of guy, so Aaron, you would actually taste the difference in a mixed drink between the first shot and the second? Can you tell?
The taste, I don't know, but I can tell you what, man, that first shot, a few drinks of them, tomorrow, that ain't going to be terrible.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be terrible, or
the
it
first
is.
One's
the first one definitely give you a headache.
And that cheap gin headache, there's nothing worse.
You have never had one.
You have a cheap gin headache, and you smoke a lot of cigarettes, you're gonna wake up like an old woman playing bingo. That's what it's gonna feel like.
Yeah, only
this is my buffer between shots right here. I gotta lay up, so. Fuck all you people that say I'm tainting my taste. This is shit. This is crap.
Shit gin, come on. All right, let's move it a little bit.
It's shit gin time again.
There's a few bubbles that are going up there, so we're good.
We good? Get it going? Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, you just got, like I said, you got to shake it around a little bit.
I'm going to lift it up maybe a little bit.
All right.
It's going to
take a little while.
Yeah, it's just going to take a little bit, because this is the only second time we've used this one.
We need, like, Jeopardy theme music here right now.
Answer the question at the bottom of the screen right now. Text your message to...
Answer the question at the bottom of the screen.
Yes.
Now I gotta think what the hell I gotta put in there.
Here's your fucking answer.
Hey! See, he fits right in. Why does it hurt when sick puppy pees?
There she's going.
Oh, it's coming through clearer now, too.
She's flowing.
Yeah, see now the charcoal is starting to disappear. Still a little gray, but by the time it filters out, it'll be way thinner as far as color.
You don't taste anyways.
No, you don't taste it. I mean, it's charcoal. Like I said, it's filtering your damn stomach while it's in there together, and I'm lighting up, so fuck all y'all.
This is going a lot faster this time, too. It's like hauling ass. This motherfucker's going.
Yeah, they recommend you actually like run vodka through it first because it is the easiest liquor to filter. And after that, just experiment. Run through it on. I mean, if you watch our shows, we've put a lot of shit through these things.
Wow.
That's whiskey.
Gone. That's gone.
We've done Georgia Moon whiskey, which is a corn whiskey.
Oh, that was fun.
Oh, it was horrible. And did the Rebel Yell whiskey. Which, he by the way, if you didn't throw the whiskey through...
It was his idea.
Yeah, it was your idea. You were so horrible.
What? This?
No, the corn whiskey.
Oh, yeah, well, that the corn whiskey, though, that was when I first gave Father Spoon the first Grey Kangaroo we had, and he wanted to do a solo one, so I bought him Georgia Moon whiskey. I wasn't there for that one, because I know what the fuck that shit tastes like, pre-filtered. Yeah. First time I ever opened the Georgia Moon whiskey up, it comes in a little mason jar. Not little, it's 750 milliliters, but as soon as you open it, it's a corn whiskey, it's a hardcore one. As soon as you open it, you about gag. You just inhale, it smells like ass. It's fucking horrible.
Redneck urine sample.
Maybe, you know what? On that note, maybe we'll do it again with me here. And, you know, put me through the thing. What do you think?
Whatever you just want to drink.
Well, can we get some silage? Some silage out of the silos, man, you know, a little farmer's brew.
We got plenty of that here in Pennsylvania.
And if you know, anybody does make moonshine, this is a popular choice for moonshine distillers. Kind of cleans out the painful stuff.
Still a little charcoal color in there, but way clearer than the first one. I don't know if you guys can see that on the video, but again, don't worry about it. It's just charcoal.
Nothing get a good view of the quality name on there.
The quality label.
Now, with a name like that, you have to drink it.
With a name like Crystal Palace Gin, it's got to be good. Oh, we're getting so sued by Smuckers.
You know what? It would be the first time someone said, you can't say that anymore, we
don't. You're on the internet. Fuck off.
Yeah, you're fired.
We're a non-profit podcast.
No, we're a deficit podcast.
Yeah, we're in a deficit, so go ahead, feel free.
Hey, who has the white shot glass?
I want you to.
No, I had the red one and this one.
Because I had the Hard Rock and the Blue Boy.
Somebody got a little leftover in there.
That was from first shot, because he did second shot and made the drop kick.
You ruined it.
This is the bad stuff. This is the bad stuff.
It's a short revisit, what do you think?
It was that bad, huh?
Yeah. I'm not a mixed drinker.
Come on, Father.
I wouldn't recommend this in a mixed drink.
I've got the power of Jesus in me. Hallelujah.
You got the fucking devil in you about a half an hour.
Woo! Are we going to do an exorcism later?
Alright.
We're going to have to on him. Alright, so that was number two. You ready for number three here?
By the way, Exorcism was last week's Penn and Teller bullshit.
Nice. If you haven't watched that show, check it out. If you don't have Showtime, there's always the internet. But I didn't say that.
Or the internet.
Or buy the DVDs.
Yes. Please buy the DVDs. Support them, guys. I love Penn and Teller. The bullshit show, if you haven't seen it, it's fucking great.
I watch them and buy the DVDs.
Yes. And... you know, before you fuckers say, I can't believe you believe everything they say. We don't. It's just another opinion.
It's okay. I'm break it.
I'm breaking
shitty chandelier. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, give us money so we can get a new one.
Buy more Grey Kangaroo. I need a new bulb.
Yeah. Lamp, booze. Lamp, booze.
And if we keep going shows at this table, I'm going to have to raise that thing up about 6 inches.
Well, you don't eat at it, so we might as well.
Yeah, you're right. See, it's really flying through now, man. Once you get that burst filtration through, it's a fucking rocket.
And honestly, in the past, we've done it about 5 times. We consider good. And just based on previous taste tests and everything, 5 seems to be a good number.
But here's the kicker. We've gotten emails from people saying...
You're doing it wrong.
No, well that.
And thank you for correcting us, because if you see something we're doing wrong, let us know.
But where I was going with this is people are like, yeah, you're filtering it 5 or 6 times, but by the 6th filtration, you guys are so fucked up, how do you know the difference? We're professionals. We know.
Who cares?
And who cares?
Yeah, who gives a shit? You don't like
We're going to try and have Eric on every Great Kangaroo show. He fits in rather well.
So if you know something you'd like to see us filter, there's an email for him.
Use the contact form at shouldidrinkthat.com. Go to the About Us section. There's a contact form. You can fill it out, and we'll get to one of us.
Watch the old videos. See what they've already done.
Right.
Find something new.
Find something to sick people will hate worse than fucking gin.
It was worse.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot worse.
He hates anything sweet, so anything.
Ooh, aftershock.
Don't give a schnapps. I'm not fucking filtering schnapps to a great kangaroo. That's a fucking insult to a great kangaroo.
Plus, it's stupid.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be drinking schnapps anyways. Fucking kill yourself.
Exactly.
Like he says.
Okay.
Like every bar I go to, I look at the schnapps section like, holy shit, been sitting on the shelf. Who fucking drinks this crap?
Oh, why'd you do that? Then he sees
the whole then he sees the soccer mom. Thing, maybe.
He sees the soccer mom putting the back on the shelf and, sorry. I need to buy that.
Said, put that down, bitch, or I'll beat the fuck out of you in your minivan.
And all your soccer balls. I'll do it while your kids are watching. Listening to their iPods.
I'll kick you in your soccer balls.
I'll videotape it.
There we go. Alright. Oh, that was fast. That was really fast.
This is filtration number 3. I always lose count. If you watch the other videos, like the Rebel Yell one, like filtration number 4 is like, no, dude, there's like 2.
Sick puppy can't count. Can't 5.
I'm like a Rain Man of alcoholism. Yeah, great kangaroo,
whatever.
Yeah, gin, dry gin, Walmart, 5.99,
He counts ounces in that number.
Fuck your metric system.
Wow, you.
Let's just do another one now.
Well, you filtered it, we gotta drink it, right?
I
filled my spoon for leaving the bowl. Shut up.
See what I call
fucking gin. Jesus, man. There, I got a little pine tree.
You would drink paint thinner.
That's what this is. This is fucking paint thinner. When I first opened that fucking bottle of this shit, I smelled
it. Shut up, give me your gloves.
Oh, that's paint thinner. Okay. That's paint thinner. Fuck. I think Sick Puppy's getting drunk really quick.
When we get the Drano out, we start drinking that?
We do not recommend pouring anything other than liquor through a great kangaroo. We are not responsible for stupidity other than our own. So that wasn't a suggestion. So don't be a dick.
Just use one.
Yeah. Alright. Wait, I'm foaming. My hard cock is foaming after that conversation. Oh, I gotta drink again, huh?
You're the one just said you want to drink.
Wow. All
right.
You know, me and Eric here, we're going out tomorrow night. This is gonna suck.
Yeah.
Fuck you, you're out of this. You don't know what it's like, motherfucker.
Yeah, married boy.
I like it.
No burn.
Little tangy thing in the back of the throat.
It's getting smoother.
Now, I think Harris, before we even did this, he was talking to a friend of his, since that great kangaroo really work? He's like, I don't know, I'm about to test it out. And we've been telling Eric for a long time that, dude, you gotta try this. It fucking works. What do you think? Are you sold?
Highly recommend. Highly.
So that means you're gonna be buying one off of us soon, right, Eric?
I really did not think that would... That's beautiful.
Isn't it?
Work of art.
Plus, the other nice thing, too, is...
God's gift to alcoholism right here.
What? After you've used this enough times, what you can do is you can actually change the filter on this. So go to the website, buy more filters, keep using the unit.
Yeah.
Genius. These ends will unscrew.
Now, who's the guy who invented this?
The kangaroo! He's from Australia.
It's a great kangaroo.
That lives in Philly.
He lives in Philly.
He's in Philly. Pennsylvania boy.
And on that note, thanks, Nick.
Nick.
And everybody else out there at Great Kangaroo Land.
Yeah, the whole goddamn office.
All you guys.
Beautiful.
You guys come up with the best product on the fucking planet.
I don't know if you noticed, but I'm not even chasing, okay? That's that good now.
He's a gin guy, so he doesn't really need to. I'm drinking straight shots of gin, and I don't even like fucking gin, so I'm chasing. Okay. Fuck all y'all. All
right.
Filtration number 4.
I think we might only do, four or five. We said five, we'll do five. We'll do five, and then we're going to
finish the fifth.
Well, no, because we have to compare with the Tanqueray, too.
Oh, yeah, we got the good shit.
We got to compare.
So we'll do probably half of this fifth, which is probably the next filtration.
See, yeah. Sober to retarded in three flips.
For you.
That's
right.
Sober
to retarded right off the bat here.
Woo!
See, Mike.
Oh, hey! That was for you, Wrestling Mayhem Show, right there. I hope you're watching that, you fucking pricks. Put that bottle down for a second and yell.
No!
Come on, do your Ric Flair, come on.
Yeah, do it, you know, it makes Flip go, woo! I'll knock that fucking Great Kangaroo across the table, bitch.
Yeah, that could be a mess to clean up.
Yeah. In Studio A, which is my studio. I just want to nipple pinch him or something for that right now.
Yeah, you'll have gin all over your floor. Usually, the bottles will balance themselves, but because I don't want to make a mess all over Sick Puppy's beautiful kitchen table, I'm not doing that. I'm not taking the chance of this thing falling. Plus, you got the weight up here, not down here yet.
This fine dollar store tablecloth that I have.
You paid a whole dollar for that?
You got ripped. Dollar off. $6?
There's tax
there's
here.
Tax.
There weren't two in the package?
Yeah, that's what he made his curtains out of.
I had to get a shower curtain too, that was another buck.
I buy shower curtains by the six pack. I hate shopping so much.
Oh fuck, it's dirty. I'll just get a new one.
I don't want to go back for another year and a half.
That's like what I do with my underwear, man. I ain't washing this. I'll just go get a fucking brand new set at Walmart.
I don't want to know what you do with your underwear.
It's clear.
See, there we go. Getting clearer.
Well, I wouldn't actually call it 100% clear. It looks a little like the sapphire blue, maybe.
And again, you know, run vodka through the first stage, just the filter, and rinse the shit out of your Great Kangaroo. What I would probably recommend is an empty bottle you have. Out. If you have two of them, just run water back and forth for a while.
It's like milk and shit. Go on!
Hey, those Pennsylvania boys in there milking cows.
Well, you know, if Groucho was going there, you wouldn't be able to find it.
Yeah, it's right there by the nuts.
Yeah.
Groucho from the Beer Report.
What are the nuts on a cow?
Things that fucking bulls have nipples. Milkable ones. You're down by the nuts, right? No, Groucho.
Go visit the Beer Report at thebeerreport.com.
Yeah.
Another fine podcast at beersafari.com. It's a jungle of beer out there.
Nice tagline.
And for all you old guys.
Sounds like it's urinating.
For all you old guys like us, watch Basket Case. I just watched it this week. Awesome.
Oh, yeah, grab the singing thing. Show it to him. We gotta wait for this thing to finish, so you might as well fill it up with
stuff. If you're under 30, you have no idea what I'm talking about. It was made in 81.
Kill him.
Basket Case. Hey, great fucking movie from the old school days, man.
Great movie.
Okay. That was number 4.
And if you didn't get it, you can always rewind and watch it again.
There's also Basket Case 2 and 3.
Which are also great. Yes. Usually sequels suck, but it's Basket Case, man.
But they've never released the DVDs in the United States for 2 and 3, so...
Yeah.
Fuckers, why not?
I don't know.
Probably because nobody watches it but us three.
I've never seen 3.
I did.
That's kind of like Smokey and the Bandit 3. No one's really watched it before.
I didn't know there was a 3rd.
Yeah. Yeah, Bandit's not actually in it. The snowman actually dresses up as the Bandit to run a shipment. In fact, I know that's pretty bad.
In the DVD, they have the specials, and he's showing you all the stuff, and they bring up a prop from 3, and he's like... What were we thinking?
The fuck we do?
I'm saying that by the end of tonight too.
When I watched Jackass 2, Bam Margera at the end's like, Oh, dear God, please not to let there be a fucking Jackass 3.
That's the greatest line.
You know? I know, that was the best. Right at the end, he says that. You know, I couldn't agree with him more. Because, you know, you can't ruin something that good. That's gold, man. After all, we are the Jackass of beer drinkers. And now,
so we've been
alcohol
told.
Drinkers, so we've been told.
They are dumb.
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough.
We be dumb.
Man, we think we're tough, but we're not.
So, for those keeping track at home, this is number 5. That's all the fingers on your hand.
Well, this many! This many!
That you have left.
As long as you're not a machinist.
This many! This many! Dear God. You know, I'm lasting fairly decent through the crap, but now we're gonna, after this, we're gonna drink the good shit, which will probably kick my ass.
Does this burn any worse than when we go do our whiskeys and stuff? No.
No, actually it doesn't. After filtration, I'm an old school Yukon Jack drinker, but as I get older, I just can't drink that shit anymore. I think I turned myself on after decades of drinking it.
You know why?
It burns like a motherfucker now.
You know why?
And I would rather do this. Because
you're old.
Because they don't filter it enough.
You know what? Right there. We're doing a fucking filtration with Yukon Jack.
Oh, dear God.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow! When are you free? What? Fucking Eric's doing every great kangaroo with us, man. This is awesome.
I already forgot. We're going out tomorrow.
Welcome to the show, brother.
So before you guys go out, just take a taxi. Because we do promote responsible drinking.
Japanese movies!
Right now, I feel like the Jack Bauer of fucking gin.
We ain't doing it for 24 hours.
24 filtrations.
24 hours of drinking gin?
No.
I couldn't do 24 hours of drinking.
I tried to talk Spoon into doing a show, like, in the morning after this show. He's like, I gotta go bowling.
I gotta
just bowling. Whatever.
I have a life.
I gotta go, yeah, I have a life.
Jeez. Most people do other extracurricular activities on the weekends. We just go to the bar.
I do sports involved with drinking.
That is our sport.
If you're ever in Pittsburgh on the south side, go to Jekyll and Hyde's. Kick ass bar. We love it. It's our new home.
Just off of 18th and Carson.
Yipper.
18th Street. Go like two blocks up. Ain't that the worst.
But we ain't going to be there tomorrow night.
I don't want to hear about people.
Yes, we are.
I'm out here on a Friday night.
What, are we going early?
Yeah, because I need to talk to Mike because I lost his phone number. We're supposed to do a show at Jack on the Eyes. He's like, dude, here's my number. Give me a call. We'll do lunch. Next morning, after that drunk and fucking stupid Jack on the Eyes, I'm bothering my wife. Where the fuck's his phone number?
And then Mike's going,
I did remember he said that I'm looking for the phone number. I'm looking at it. I don't have it.
Do you have the other phone number you got last weekend?
Oh, you can tell me about that one.
Well,
so do you
I got three phone numbers last night, but the bitch wouldn't give me the other four. Hate her for that.
You can guess.
Did it start off 888?
Yeah. Well, she said 555.
Yeah, middle 3 or 5.
She said 555. I knew there's something wrong right there. Hey, baby, give me a call. Okay.
He's got a phone number for about your website and. Yeah. Some ideas you wanted to do on your website.
What? Tell me about this.
Not on the show.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Motherfucker.
We've already got enough fucking battle in here.
I am the creative cock of this show. And you know what? I don't get fucking let in on this shit.
In case you've never out pinned it with me. I'm so fucking
married.
Eric's always like, dude, you're pimping hard. You gonna met this dude and this chick and this chick? I'm like, really? I gave away cards, right?
I'm married, I'm going back to college. The fuck you want me to do?
You got a college on the fucking internet, don't let them fool you.
I still go back to fucking house.
Piece of shit.
You know what? If this wasn't your house, I'd bash this right over your fucking head.
Let's go drink.
Let's drink instead.
If any of you are close enough to
Pittsburgh,
the Pittsburgh area, and want to drive us around all night while we get drunk, email us. You know, we got a little web submittal form there.
Like, or if you're in Pittsburgh and you want to drink with us, let us know. Because we will drink with you.
Yeah, as long as you guys pay for the fucking taxi.
Pay for our tab.
And show up. That's all we ask. What fun.
Yeah. Seriously, man. Show up with us. We'll kill you.
And
Southside's great to go out on.
And also, make sure you have a burrito in your pants.
If you don't get that joke, check current events about the time of the shot of this fucking video.
You got nappy hair? We're in.
Wow.
And dress up like Captain America. Looks that on the internet.
You see two guys walking around the South Side in cod pieces? That's us.
I was going to wear mine tonight. Forgot it.
Yeah. I'm sure you're the only two guys that do that.
I have mine here somewhere, but we're in the middle of the video. I ain't getting it. What?
Number five. Thanks for paying attention to our show.
Hey, burping pine cones.
Somebody's getting drunk.
You know you fuckers look forward to sick up and getting drunk in the first place.
So whatever. It's 80 proof.
Yeah. It's proof enough for me that it's crap. Although, it's still crap, it's getting better. It's better crap.
Okay, now, this is when we're going to pour those shots, because we have to have them lined up, so we'll do one
back to back.
This is 94.6% proofer.
Is it really?
Proofer.
47.1%.
See, Eric's getting fucked up, too.
Oh, I said percentage.
Proofer.
Do one shot, then we drink that one. We're good.
I don't know why I'm encouraging my own downfall. What the hell I think I do that whole time?
Now, gentlemen, raise your glasses. Get this one over with.
Here's to our first year gone.
I don't think it's going to be any better than last time.
That's what we're going to find out.
We're going to find out. This is why we do this. We go through the pain for you assholes. Cheers.
Yeah.
Nope.
I think it's just as good as last.
Yeah,
it's
good with three,
great,
man. You're good with three.
I think you're good with two or three, really.
Well, I noticed the difference between two and three.
The third filter
The third one took a lot of the charcoal color out of it.
But if you notice the pain in my face on the very first shot, you don't notice that in the last few. So
it's because you're numb.
Say, na-na-na-na.
No. All right.
Vision, imagine, vitamin. All right, so we're putting aside the, what the fuck is it? Crystal Palace Gin. And now we're doing the Eric.
Future fans of the show, Crystal Palace Gin.
And I would like to thank Eric for contributing some cash for the alcohol on the show.
I bought the good stuff. I
appreciate that.
Oh.
Damn it. Because you know what? I'm the true test here, because it all smells a fucking same to me.
That's because you got the big nose.
That's the biggest barks from
juniperpine.net. You're done now, Clark.
Oh, sorry, brother. I love
you. Dude, you can smell the juniper in that. That smells
now,
awesome.
That is a fucking Christmas decoration right there. That's fucking pine. Dear God.
That is the deliciousness. Juniper.
Oh,
I'm gonna like that.
I've had Tanqueray before, but I've never had the, what's that, Tanqueray 10?
Yeah.
What the fuck's the difference? Tell us, Eric. He doesn't know.
This is number 10.
It's a different label, and they sell it for like $10 more.
It's good shit.
That's what they're claiming. It's the same shit. He just doesn't know. Ooh, green bottle. I'm there.
I believe it's got a little more alcohol content.
Does it?
Too. I'm not 100% sure on that. I'm sure if I'm wrong, you'll be corrected. I'm here.
He's right. And hints of citrus give Tanqueray number 10 its exquisite flavor and smooth finish. Tanqueray number 10 is a refreshing, unique spirit, which makes a truly fresh tasting martini.
You should really do commercials.
Cross. Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching ShouldIDrinkThat.com Beer Reviews and Hard Liquor with the Great Kangaroo.
Or even if it's crap, we filter it, so you don't have to.
But you should, because you should buy the bar.
Seriously, no fooling, man. Fucking buy a Great Kangaroo.
Do you want it in the green or the red one?
Red one's fine, but it doesn't matter to me at this point. I had two shy glasses thinking, you can separate. Right now, I don't give a fuck.
I hear choirs of angels in my head. It's Aquarius.
I hear Satan knocking on my front door.
I hear my mommy.
I'm going to go in a corner and cry.
Yeah, I'll actually have to give kudos to Eric, because he's all worried about those straight shots of gin. He's holding up pretty well, don't you think?
Nah.
he's a mellow drunk. I'm a very boisterous idiot drunk.
Now, the difference between the two bottles is that's $5.99, this is $28.99.
$27.99.
$27.99.
Just under 30.
Just under 30, yeah.
And the price of Pennsylvania.
The reason you should get Grey Kangaroo is to make this shit taste like this shit.
Christmas ornaments.
Yeah.
I wonder how much tax is in that. Probably way too much.
Probably.
Way too much of tax in that ball in Pennsylvania.
We can't get it mailed to us, so.
Well, we can, but not through proper channels.
Gentlemen,
cheers, guys.
To the final drink of the night, for the show at least, because we have
after the show, we're going to continue after
this. We might have post show video and.
Oh, no, we not might, we will. We not might, we will.
Here's to all of you guys out there. Buy a Grey Kangaroo, greatkangaroo.com.
Make sure when you do, you mention shouldidrinkthat.com so we get a little kickback.
Yeah, because, well, shit ain't free.
Hey, get
we owe Eric $27.99.
Help us pay him. Buy 10.
Buy me a Tangerine and Tonic tomorrow night.
There you go. All right,
guys. Cheers, fuckers.
Dude, this ain't Aaron tomorrow night, so buy it sooner or later.
That is better.
This has got more spike to it.
Right? It has more spike to it?
That's because the alcohol content higher.
Yeah. But, hey.
That's small.
I fucking hate gin, but I'd do another gin show. I really would. This is just as good as this.
They're different.
Well, you know what,
the aroma in this one is better than this.
Yes. Right, yeah.
I probably agree.
It's higher grade, but as far as the taste,
That's smoother right now.
Right,
this
right,
is a lot
exactly.
smoother.
That's got a lot more.
This has a lot more alcohol in it. But if you're going for cheap shit, buy a Grey Kangaroo and save yourself a ton of cash over the long run.
Price wise,
he's the expert on gin. If he
price
recommends
wise,
a Grey Kangaroo, what do you think?
I take it to the bar tomorrow night.
That's mine. You can't have it.
Because seriously, though, this one definitely takes the bite out of it.
Serious, man. It does.
This actually became a pretty good product.
Oh, and
$5.99.
You can do shots of that.
We just proved that.
It's not bad. Shots of this,
no.
It's a little tough.
I don't think I could do an entire fifth of shots of this shit. Maybe a half of it, like we've been doing with three people.
Shot.
Well, you know what?
Because I seriously still think I just ate a fucking pine tree branch. That's what I was trying to get out.
I'm curious to see how this would taste as a martini, though. This I know is delicious as a martini. I'm a martini fan.
That's why I don't do mixed drinks. If you're gonna mix it with other shit to kill the taste of that, what the hell is the point?
To kill the taste, you do it to enhance it.
Yeah, well, to me, not being a mixed drink guy.
Let's just talk about you and your beers and all your different little accents in your beer.
Yeah, but I don't mix.
What did you say?
What the fuck side are you on, you prick? But I don't mix my beers together.
You have the best of both worlds.
I love them all. I love gin. I love my
Nair Woo. Come on.
Woo!
Come on, you pussy. I owe you one.
Oh!
That was pussy.
Oh, your watch caught my shoulder.
I hit a fucking priest.
Your watch caught my fucking shoulder.
Forgive me, Father.
And this is a special watch. This is a Dogfish Head Brewery watch.
Oh! My shoulder's clicking.
So what do you think, guys?
I think it hurts.
Last final opinion. I think...
If you're doing shots of gin, filter it. Take the cheap
Even
stuff.
Even if you're mixing it, man.
That is the best shot of gin I've ever had.
It's on the Grey Kangaroo. Best invention on the planet.
I haven't
mixed in to find out if I like the mix, which one's better.
We'll be doing that later, but
here's your show. We'll do a mixed drink kind of comparison.
So we've pretty much been doing this for a year. We've done a few, but we didn't tape them because we were just hanging out doing stuff.
Right.
But honestly, it's worth the money. This
oh, thing. Hell yeah.
And if we think something comes out tasting like shit, like we did in the past.
We'll tell you.
We're
not biased, you know, one way or the other.
We don't make that much.
If Grey Kangaroo makes shit out of shit, we're going to let you know.
So if you have any suggestions of stuff that's completely shit.
Which, you know, even on that note, at the beginning of this whole thing, I told everyone I fucking hated gin. That was tolerable.
I was surprised you wanted to do gin tonight.
Yeah, me too.
That was all me.
He's like, we're doing gin. I'm like, okay.
He called me and said, so what are we going to filter with? Gin. Let's do gin. I haven't had gin in a while.
I'm like, all right.
I had gin last Saturday. Let's do it again.
If it was up to me, we'd do like 12 kinds of whiskey, but that's not the point of this whole review.
What happened?
We did a whiskey, variety. And we had a move. Yeah, a little variety.
Does anybody know any terrible scotch or brandy? I hate them all.
Yeah, we were discussing that earlier. Thanks for bringing that up. We were discussing, like, we all hate brandy.
She's a fucking bitch.
Yeah, she's a whore.
Who the hell sang that song? I already forget now. I'm drinking.
Brandy sang brandy.
Drunk, too. But seriously, if you know any brandies, even you
fucking... Kill her!
Even you fucking brandy snobs out there that actually have the time to watch our podcast?
No.
That means you're closet beer fans.
So, to all our white trash beer fans out there that can't afford a good brandy, let us know what you're drinking and we'll filter it. Oh,
I make monkeys sing.
Butt monkey.
I don't have any butt monkey left. I'm not totally out of
butt monkey.
Fucking butt monkey.
But you got a hard cock.
So, we out.
We're out of here. Later.
End of the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Buy a fucking Greg Kangaroo, mention shouldidrinkthat.com so we get like a pack of cigarettes. It'd be great.
It's cool.
Well, yeah. Thanks again, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
More alcohol.
Say goodbye to the peeps.
Peeps, bye.
Scratch his balls, will you?
I really itch.
Later.
Kill yourself.
Bitches!